Call them the firstborn. Though they were not remotely human, they were flesh and blood, and when they looked out across the deeps of space, they felt awe and wonder and loneliness. As soon as they possessed the power, they began to seek for fellowship among the stars. In their explorations, they encountered life in many forms and watched the workings of evolution on a thousand worlds. They saw how often the first faint sparks of intelligence flickered and died in the cosmic night. And because, in all the galaxy, they had found nothing more precious than mind, they encouraged its dawning everywhere. They became farmers in the fields of stars. They sowed, and sometimes they reaped. And sometimes, dispassionately, they had to weed. The great dinosaurs had long since passed away, their morning promise annihilated by a random hammer blow from space, when the survey ship entered the solar system after a voyage that had already lasted 1,000 years. It swept past the frozen outer planets, paused briefly above the deserts of dying Mars, and presently looked down on Earth. Spread out beneath them, the explorers saw a world swarming with life. For years, they studied, collected, cataloged. When they had learned all that they could, they began to modify. They tinkered with the destiny of many species, on land and in the seas. But which of their experiments would bear fruit, they could not know for at least 1,000,000 years. They were patient, but they were not yet immortal. There was so much to do in this universe of 100 billion suns, and other worlds were calling. So they set out once more into the abyss, knowing that they would never come this way again. Nor was there any need. The servants they had left behind would do the rest. On Earth, the glaciers came and went, while above them the changeless moon still carried its secret from the stars. With a yet slower rhythm than the polar ice, the tides of civilization ebbed and flowed across the galaxy. Strange and beautiful and terrible empires rose and fell and passed on their knowledge to their successors. And now, out among the stars, evolution was driving toward new goals. The first explorers of Earth had long since come to the limits of flesh and blood. As soon as their machines were better than their bodies, it was time to move. First their brains, and then their thoughts alone, they transferred into shining new homes of metal and gemstone. In these they roamed the galaxy. They no longer built spaceships. They were spaceships. But the age of the machine entities swiftly passed. In their ceaseless experimenting, they had learned to store knowledge in the structure of space itself and to preserve their thoughts for eternity in frozen lattices of light. Into pure energy, therefore, they presently transformed themselves, and on 1,000 worlds, the empty shells they had discarded twitched for a while in a mindless dance of death, then crumbled into dust. Now they were lords of the galaxy, and could rove at will among the stars, or sink like a subtle mist through the very interstices of space. Though they were freed at last from the tyranny of matter, they had not wholly forgotten their origin in the warm slime of a vanished sea. And their marvelous instruments still continued to function, watching over the experiments started so many ages ago. But no longer were they always obedient to the mandates of their creators. Like all material things, they were not immune to the corruptions of time and its patient, unsleeping servant, entropy. And sometimes they discovered and sought goals of their own.